Russell Mokhiber says he grew up in a political family and has been a political activist all his life. The last election cycle generated a huge amount of discussion about the relationship between money and politics. Much of it he considers whining.
Because anytime you hear people talking about the system is out of control, money, there's too much money in politics, there's too much corporate power. My question to them is, what are you going to do about it?
He sees the election of Jonathan Kreis Tompkins as an antidote to inaction. He thinks the 24-year-old Sitkin has, by his headlong plunge into politics, demonstrated that actions speak louder than words.
You hear a lot of rhetoric about Citizens United and corporate takeover of the country, and we need a constitutional amendment, and all these big plans. Could it be that we just haven't figured out the fundamentals of democracy, how to run for and win office, even at the local level?
Mokhiber is solidly rooted in the left. He edits a high-end Washington, D.C.-based newsletter called The Corporate Crime Reporter. Mokhiber has covered Alaskan politics before, most notably the 2006 cruise ship initiative. One of the co-authors of the initiative, Gershon Cohen of Haines, was instrumental in urging Kreis Tompkins to make a bid for the new legislative seat recently created by redistricting. Cohen tipped Mokhiber to the potential story in Kreis Tompkins' unexpected win. Mokhiber then pitched it to The Nation, the country's most prestigious left-of-center magazine. His subsequent piece examined several facets of the election: Kreis Tompkins' hometown advantage, the name recognition of his mother, Dr. Connie Kreis, who is well known in the district's smaller villages, some ways that his opponent, Bill Thomas, was unpopular, and Kreis Tompkins' use of social media. None of this, says Mokhiber, necessarily added up to a win.
To me, what struck me as a bigger factor was the fact that he went to almost all of the little towns around. He met a lot of people, and he was receptive. He was a listener. He connected with a lot of people face-to-face. And I think clearly, without that, he probably would not have won this thing.
This shouldn't be about parties anymore. It should be about policies and about the people that are going to be in government.
This is Gershon Cohen.
So it doesn't surprise me at all that it would be getting looked at by a lot of people around the country, and frankly, I think that's great.
Cohen was the debate coach in Haines when Kreis Tompkins was in high school in Sitka. That's when they first met. Cohen agrees with Mokhiber's assertion that Kreis Tompkins won his election by making personal connections, a strategy that undermines conventional thinking about party politics in Alaska.
I think that he would have won as an independent, and I think that there's an opportunity for that to be replicated around the state. We had a lot of races in the last election where people were running unopposed, and people go, well, how come someone from the other party isn't running? And it's like, well, it shouldn't be about party. It should be about the people and about what they support and what they would do in office.
In fact, there were 7 unopposed legislative races last year in Alaska, 1 in the Senate and 6 in the House. In Mokhiber's hometown of West Virginia, in the Eastern Panhandle, there were at least 10 state House delegate seats that went unchallenged, any one of which could have been won with 3,000 votes. He's hoping the lesson of Kreis Tompkins' election sinks in.
So we're starting to do a recruitment drive where we're looking for, passing around the article, looking for people who it resonates with.
Mokhiber is not expecting miracles at the moment. He sees Kreis Tompkins as the exception to the rule in a political environment where constituents don't always come first. He wants people to look at this election and take heart.
Now, I think he's a special young man in a special district, and not everybody who's going to take this on is going to win or even come close. But the reason it's such a good model is because he put aside the rhetoric, as far as I can tell. I mean, I don't know him. I just interviewed him. From what I could tell, he put aside the rhetoric, and he went and he listened to people, and he said, here's my card, give me a call, and if I'm, if I don't answer, I'll call you back within 24 hours. I'm going to be your person in the state capitol.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.